It's the end of another day at Istanbul's Atatürk school. Over 1,000 children stream out and head home. But for others, the school day is just about to start. Around the corner at another school entrance, 700 impatient Syrian children eagerly wait to enter. Welcoming them in is Sutka Daya. He's the coordinator of this project by the Turkish Ministry of Education, which started last year, whereby a parallel school for Syrian children with Syrian teachers is run after the school day ends. From the beginning, Daya says, they were overwhelmed by demand.
We were asked to provide 4 classrooms, thinking 4 would be enough, but we had to open 18 classrooms. If we had the capacity, we would double again the number of classes, such is the demand.
Syrian parents turn up nearly every day, bringing new children. Parmat Madani arrived in Turkey a few months ago with 3 children. He says education for them is a key factor in deciding whether to stay in Turkey or, like so many other Syrians, move on to the European Union.
The very best important for me is education for my kids. When you build the child, you build the family, then you build a total community. There's many people went to Europe. My sister's son continued his university education at Germany. My kids, if they get education, I will stay here and never leave at all.
Most of the school's curriculum is in Arabic, along with teaching the basics of grammar, reading, writing, and Turkish classes. All the teachers are paid for by UNICEF. Arabic teacher Mohamed El Hamandi, who fled Syria last year, says the school is meeting an urgent need.
There are many Syrian students in Turkey, especially here in Istanbul, who need to go to school as there are no Syrian schools. When this school opened, it solved a major problem for many students. The existence of this school, especially for children between the ages of 5 and 10, is very important so that this generation can learn knowledge and culture, which can only be a good thing.
The school was established after Syrian children struggled to integrate within Turkish state schools, like at the Atatürk school. Its principal, Ercan Polat, recalls the problems they faced, but says the hope is they will eventually be able to integrate the Syrian children into Turkish schools.
When Syrians go to Turkish schools, they follow a Turkish curriculum in Turkish. Because of the language barrier, they can't follow the courses. When the semester ends, they just learned a little Turkish, but failed in other subjects. When the children learn Turkish, then the need for these Syrian schools will end. We see this as a temporary measure.
But efforts to teach Turkish are being hampered by limited funds to employ sufficient Turkish teachers, as they are more expensive than their Syrian counterparts. The European Union has pledged more than 2 billion euros in assistance for the refugees, but has been held up in haggling with Ankara over who controls the funds and how they are spent. But for mother, Bushek Fistuk, she has a stark warning of the danger of a lost Syrian generation.
We are having real trouble in education. It's very essential. It's the only hope we can live for it. We lost everything. We lost our houses. We even lost our country. It's the only hope. No education, no money. They will find anything for earning money. A whole generation will be directly to terrorism. More trouble will be happening with the Syrians, especially in Turkish.
Along with education, this school provides a chance for the children to let off steam, a welcome opportunity with many living in overcrowded housing.
I am like this school because I am come from Syria, from war. The children here like this school because they study. Study here is very cool and very good. It is a better school which I see in my life. I want to be a doctor to build in Syria.
That sentiment of wanting to return home to rebuild their country was repeated among many children. With education comes hope. Without it, alienation and desperation. A lesson the children here hope political leaders will learn. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.